Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Started as a family argument, escalated into gunfire. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
Investigators have not determined what started the fight, but they stress that it all happened in a food court outside of the secured area in Terminal 4. In other words, no weapons slipped through the TSA checkpoint. Four of the five people involved in the armed family fight were hospitalized, one woman in critical condition.
Weather could have an impact on post-Christmas travel as heavy rain from Washington State to Northern California is expected. Further inland, up to 3 feet of snow is possible. The Ohio Corrections Department says a corrections officer was killed in a Christmas Day assault by an inmate at Ross Correctional Institution south of Columbus. And it's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of Wednesday's air crash. 29 people survived with injuries. This is ABC News. Bird flu worries are forcing a recall of some pet food, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An Oregon house cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, says the state veterinarian. It's led to a voluntary recall of the 2-pound package of feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. It's sold nationwide and in Canada's British Columbia, made by Northwest Naturals, based in Portland, Oregon. The state veterinarian says the cat was strictly an indoor cat and it was not exposed to the virus in its environment. Plus, genome sequence testing confirmed the virus was in the pet food.
Some history in the first NFL game streamed on Netflix. The Ravens and Texans game saw Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson pass Michael Vick for the most career rushing yards ever by a quarterback as the Ravens beat the Texans 31-2. The highlight for the home team, Houston native Beyonce performing at halftime. Earlier, the Chiefs topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-10. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground, and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in, so I went back in, and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit, and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play, so just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
You're sorry.
You should be sorry.
Yeah. Really sorry. Ho, ho, ho.
This is 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, day after the big, big holiday, and hope everybody got the kind of gifts that they thought they would get.
Yeah.
And if they didn't, then, you know.
Too bad.
The silent treatment worked.
Wait till next year. Wait till next year.
Don't talk to your relatives again until next year.
Right.
Just see if they've learned their lesson.
Uh-huh.
Where, did either of you get coal in your stocking?
No, I didn't hang up a stocking this year, even though it's the first year in many years I have an actual fireplace.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah,
I didn't put up any, it at all?
No, I didn't put up any decorations. I didn't put up a tree. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I got nobody visiting. Yeah, just, why bother?
You know, I brought a bunch of Christmas decorations down to my apartment from my parents' place that I was going to put up, and then I never did. They just kind of sat in a box.
Now you don't have to worry about
you
it. Just put
your
the box
roommates.
Away.
You deprived your roommates.
Well, it's just so much work to put. That's okay, so I told you about my Christmas light collection, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've got an obscene amount of like the old-fashioned incandescent
lights. Which I told
lights.
You to please get rid of.
Those are a fire hazard.
if you plug enough of them in a closed room, it acts like a space heater. You can warm the place up.
See, you're the only one who still has those things that actually work. Normally, one bulb goes out, you can't find it, you throw them out, they're done. But you still have managed to keep them alive.
I guess I just have a lot of time on my hands, and I can hunt down dead
bulbs.
Well,
we know that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know those little digital lights, you know, the modern lights?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I mean, that you
yeah,
put
LEDs.
Up, yeah, those.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting around a bonfire and you got nothing to do, and you got a bunch of those that are tangled up and put them in the basement, throw them in the bonfire.
Oh, because
they're
the
like snap,
them.
Crackle, pop.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All this heavy
cool.
metal goes up into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. People get sick. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Are you speaking from experience, Gordy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They do things. Well, you know what it's like out in the country. You have a big bonfire.
Yeah,
people throw
anything
in it.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's what happens with
cans.
The LEDs. They kind of pop and crackle.
They pop and crackle.
Wow.
It's really cool. And they make very cool colors. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, no, yeah. Just a little
you
Christmas
know
cheer.
That sounds like fun.
We should have a bonfire, John.
Yeah.
You know, we should have a bonfire out in the parking lot in the
in
area.
In the parking garage?
Well, yeah, in the parking garage, that area that's where all the dumpsters
open?
Are that
yeah.
you can't,
oh,
the general public
yeah.
can't see.
Yeah.
That'd be a great place for
a
bonfire.
Well, because we got the layers of the parking garage right next to it. We can throw stuff from
into it.
Up above.
Yeah.
Into
yeah, to hell with the tenants that overlook that.
Well, they're not around this time. Everybody's taking off. We're probably the only ones in the
building. Yeah, that's like student housing. Nobody's home.
Yeah. We could do that.
We got to bring back the John and Gordy dumpster toss.
Yeah. There's plenty of dumpsters out there.
Boy, that was fun.
It was. Those were the days. Yeah. Oh, yeah. People used to honk their horn. on the Beltline when we did that.
Yes.
Because the building was the clock tower building, whatever that's
yeah,
called.
It was
that's
in
still
that area.
There.
No,
yeah.
No. They're, all that stuff, they ripped that out.
No, that's
too weird.
Bad.
They cleared that land.
I'm sure there's a plaque there commemorating our time.
I think that building was gone for even before the clock tower was taken down. But, it was
Are
fun.
You sure?
Throwing the garbage out of the window was a fantastic idea that,
yeah.
Who had that idea?
Mark Malinowski or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Became a big shot producer.
Mark Elliott.
Yeah, he worked with Ryan Seacrest for many years out in Los Angeles. Yeah. We got him his start.
Got a great family and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right, should we get the National Day calendar for today? The 26th day of December?
Why not? That's what this segment is about anyway.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got. Well, is it or is it not National Whiners Day? Is it National Thank You Note Day? Is it National Take Down Your Decorations because they suck and they're really just an eyesore for the community that you live in? Or is it National Candy Cane Day? Which one does not belong?
God. So I think it's, I think you misread that. It's not National Whiners Day. It's National Winos Day.
Oh, no, I see what you did there. No,
Need a
you're
drink
wrong.
After Christmas?
You're wrong. It actually is National Whiners Day.
Oh.
Sam, do you care to guess what day it doesn't belong?
I wasn't paying that close of attention, but let's see. Is it Candy Cane Day?
It is Candy Cane Day, so you're wrong.
Oh, man.
Yep. It's not National Take Down Your Decorations Day. It's too early to do that. If you took the trouble to put up all those decorations, write it out till at least New Year's Eve.
How long is too long to leave them up?
Oh, I don't know, March. April.
Yeah, I have known people who leave their
Leave them up all year.
I have known people who leave their Christmas trees up until mid-March.
Why not?
Well, the big thing now is to have permanent lighting installed on your house.
Right.
My brother showed me that during our little Christmas celebration. They have permanent lighting installed around their house now.
Do they leave it running all year long?
For any season. No, you can change the color and the patterns and what it can do, according to the holiday that you're celebrating.
Well,
it
cool.
is really cool.
That is nice.
It is.
Yeah. National Whiners Day. Let's look at that one.
All right.
Okay.
National Winos Day.
No, Whiners.
Okay.
Whiners.
You know, this should be our day. We should be celebrating this thing.
Because we whine all the time about everything.
I think.
Huh? Well, as the year starts to wind down, National Whiners Day on December 26th allows an opportunity to complain about just anything. Anything you want to complain about, today's the day.
Damn.
If you want, you're allowed to whine about being too tired or overeating. Maybe you want to whine about having to go back to work or all the cleanup you have to do. All the lines are long at the return aisle at those big box stores. You can whine about that. Sam, do you have anything to whine about? The possibilities are endless. You can whine about anything.
Working with two old curmudgeons. If you want me to, I can find something to complain about.
Here's the thing about Whiners Day.
Yeah?
We are here pre-recording this wonderful holiday special for everyone.
Right.
And we can't take your calls and allow you to whine endlessly on this program
like we
do all the time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't figure out a
way
to do
that. That would be our gift to them.
That would be, but you're going to have to hold on to those calls and for a few more days till we're back live on the air.
Okay.
If we ever come back.
And ever wedge your wine in between our wines.
Right. So there are two essential parts of Whiners Day to remember. Remember this. Number one, no whining about what you did not get for Christmas or you do not have. Okay? Don't whine about that.
Okay.
And number two, remember what you do have, okay? Be thankful for the things that you do have. Other than that, you can whine about anything.
Yeah, what else are you supposed to whine about?
Well, all kinds of things.
That's very nice.
Anything you want, except those two things.
John likes to whine about politics all the time.
I whine, yeah. It's all I do. That's what I do.
Okay. That's all about Whiners Day. Okay.
All right.
Let's see what else have we got today on the 26th. Yeah.
Could you tell us, Gordy?
Well, I could, John. Here we go. National Thank You Note Day. When was the last time you wrote a thank you note? That went out with high button shoes.
Yeah.
Come on.
My parents actually made me write thank you notes up until I left home, actually.
I'd be shocked.
I had to send paper thank you notes in the mail.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this story. historic videos, and it's this is crazy. Some of the craziest concert moments in history. And this is security kicked Travis Scott out of his own concert without recognizing him.
Wait a minute, what?
I don't know who he is, but that's
probably
kind of funny.
a country guy, right?
No, he's a black guy. And he's
a rapper.
In Moscow.
Oh, he's a rapper?
I believe, yeah.
He was in Moscow giving a concert, and the
security
kicked him out. Didn't know who he was.
That's hilarious.
How'd he get backstage?
That's great.
Oh, God.
Well, it is National Thank You Note Day.
Oh, so, it is?
Yes. National Thank You Note Day.
That's why they make post-it notes.
Well, yes. You can recognize the time-honored tradition of thanking people for their gifts, mm-hmm. their hospitality, their generosity. It's a day to get some note cards, some paper, a pen, envelopes, stamps to write those special thank yous.
God.
Oh, Lord. Taking the time to thank family and friends with a personalized message has a special meaning. When was the last time you either gave one or got one.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Remember
I can't
that.
Think of
you know,
it,
that's probably a thank you note is not a personal letter, but it's probably the closest thing to a personal letter that I've sent in a long time.
Nowadays, yes. Yeah. A receiver of a thank you note will enjoy getting the card or mail or message you've written, personal messages. I guess we just text each other now, right? Just
it's
thank
the easiest
you.
And best
Thanks.
Way to do it.
Yeah.
Emojis like Sherry sends us.
Sure. Yeah. Writing a thank you note has become a bit of a lost art, it says here. I mean, we are done. Okay, we're done with
the
thank you notes.
The reason why no one likes this.
Why?
And I'm just speaking for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because you're obligated to then send a thank you back.
Yes. Yes.
Send a thank you to you to the thank you?
Yes.
Who does that?
Thank
everybody
you for
has to do
because,
it. It's
yeah,
the way
it's a never ending
done.
Thing. Yeah.
So
I think
it goes
these 2 days go hand in hand. We're whining about thank you notes.
Ah.
You're right. Yeah.
It's National Candy Cane Day. Hey, this gives candy lovers a day to celebrate the red and white striped candies that are found abundantly during the holidays. Candy canes started up in 1844. A recipe for a straight peppermint candy stick, which was white with colored stripes, was published. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's funny that my picture of candy canes now.
Yeah.
You know, my picture is that they're used as weapons to kill people.
Oh, when you like, sharpen it into a point?
Yes. In slasher movies, that's all they use are candy canes to kill people.
Really?
That's how I envision candy canes.
I want to see a life-size candy cane, like something that you can actually use as a cane.
Well, people have them out in their yard inflated and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I want one like made out of candy.
Mm.
Well, God, I can't stand that flavor.
The average candy cane is 5 inches tall.
Yeah.
Most candy canes are not sugar.
Really? They aren't?
What are they?
Oh, wait. I didn't finish the sentence. While most candy canes are not sugar or calorie-free, they do not have any fat or cholesterol. Okay, they're filled with sugar, but they don't have any fat or cholesterol.
Yeah,
so there's the upside.
It helps to finish that sentence.
Striped red and white candy canes were first introduced in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they came up with the red and white design. Before that, it doesn't say what color they were.
Yeah.
First machine to make candy canes was invented in 1921 by Brasher O. Westerfield. What a name.
Wow. No wonder they didn't name it after him.
Yeah. That'd be a great DJ name. Brasher O. Westerfield. Okay. That's enough about the candy cane.
Wow.
That's most of them are peppermint, of course.
Right.
But they do make other flavors now.
They do.
Sam, what do we have coming up next? Do we know, or are we just going to
go with potpourri? I think we're going to take a look at the history books, right?
Oh, of course. We'll dust off that history book next. John and Gordy in the morning.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo mattress clearance sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
see what the buzz is all about at Madison Axe. With 8 lanes of axe throwing, craft beer, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring, Madison Axe is your state-of-the-art entertainment spot. Check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, bar table games, and more. Perfect for date night or private events. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to madisonaxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Absolutely changed my life.
Me too.
You weren't even alive. What do you mean it changed
your
life?
No, okay. I was crazy into the Beatles when I was a kid.
Oh,
and this was like my first favorite song from
them. Yeah, I think all of ours at the time. It was just fantastic.
It was their first really big hit. That was their first number one hit in the U.S. They had She Loves You before that. It wasn't number one.
And it's funny, it was on all the time, but I never got tired of it.
Yeah, I know.
I just love that song.
It sounds great still.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this Beatles song? Are we going to open up the history book and find out something about the Beatles today?
It is time to open the history
Could
book.
Could that be possible?
Boy, let's just skip the opening the book.
Well, we got to. How else are we going to look at the book?
I don't know.
It's covered in coal dust from Santa as well. It's going to be...
Open the damn book, will you?
It's a day old.
God, that coal dust is really gets you.
Okay.
I'm actually enjoying snorting that stuff.
Wakes you up, doesn't it?
Don't recommend it, but, if it works for you, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what do they do here at the station?
So the Beatles,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Today in 1963, the very first Beatles records went on sale. What are you looking at, John, looking out the window?
Yeah.
Somebody making a funny face at you?
Yes.
Damn it. I'm going to wipe that funny face off.
So this was what? Say this again.
The very first Beatles records went on sale today in 1963.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.,
okay.
That is, yes.
Okay.
Earlier, either late November or early December, I forget, they had started to be played on radio stations.
Sure.
But you couldn't buy any of their records in the U.S. yet.
Right. Yeah. And then a few weeks later, they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the rest is history.
Oh, yeah.
February 9th, 1964.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They had some great, wonderful hits. Especially those early years. And then when they separated, when they went on their merry way away from each other, then Paul McCartney put out the worst Christmas song ever. I mean, ever. Not only for the Beatles, any of the Beatles, but of all time.
Synthesis.
He had a new synthesizer and he couldn't keep his hands off of it.
Awful.
During this song.
God.
Terrible lyrics, too. I mean, I love Paul McCartney. I really do. I saw him in concert in 2003. Absolutely amazing, wonderful, but this song sucks.
You know what? I'm waiting for the acoustic version of this.
Turn it back up.
Can he do an acoustic version?
Why are we playing it? You told me to pull it up.
I just want to see. if everybody hates it as much as I do.
I want an unplugged version of that.
He's got the reverb and the echo on the synthesizer all the way through the song. It just drives me nuts.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
And you know, I'm a big Beatle fan.
I know you are.
I hate going against him, but yeah.
But sad. Yeah, that's sad. It's that was a sad moment in music. Yeah, but again, I'm waiting for some redo of that.
Well, one of the best ones is John Lennon's Christmas song. And so this is Christmas.
The war is over one?
Yeah. Happy Christmas, war is over. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, on with the history. What else?
We got some coffee history.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Oh, yeah. Here he is.
Coffee.
Hey,
I just
Merry
made
Christmas.
A fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Just come on over
Who
here.
Wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee?
Well, nobody wants coffee.
I like the Santa outfit.
Where's the decaf?
It's very nice.
Give me some decaf.
Does anybody want coffee?
He keeps wandering away.
I hope he had a good Christmas.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. What's the history of coffee?
Our coffee history. Today in 1865, the percolator was patented.
Oh, the percolator.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about percolators again.
You brought yours in the other day. Did we ever actually make any coffee when you brought it
in? I made some. I don't know if you tried it, though.
No, I didn't. Where did you just take it home?
Well, yeah, I use it at home.
Okay. Well, I'm sad
I can bring
that
it
we
in
didn't
again.
Try it.
Why didn't
try
we try
some?
It?
What we didn't try
That's
any.
That's a good
of
question.
It.
Probably were in a
I
meeting.
Think you, yeah.
Do you realize that you have to help us a little bit? We're senior citizens. My God.
Give us a break.
Do I need to help you cross the road, Grandpa?
Or just remind us that there's coffee brewing.
Okay.
I mean, we bring our own in our mugs. Right. So, you know, sometimes we forget that there's other brewing coffee going on here.
We've got four coffee machines here.
Yeah.
I counted them the other day.
What?
There's the Keurig or whatever that is. There's the regular coffee machine.
Yeah.
There's some really weird red pot coffee.
Oh, it's kind of a
that's
drip.
Just a
pot.
Water boiler.
It's a drip.
Oh, that,
a couple people here drink tea, so they just have a water boiler.
Okay. Oh, that's what that is.
Okay.
And there was one other one, but maybe that was one of yours. I don't know.
Like a pour over thing?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a pour over thing. Yeah. Right.
I mean, John, you've played around with all the different kinds of coffee brewing.
I have, way back when they started coming out with it. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of different ones that you can get, and one is like a percolator, only it's a small little pot that you put on the burner or on, you know, wherever it is, you know.
Okay.
And it makes the thickest, incredible cup of coffee that has this, what do they call the foam on it?
Oh, I don't know. Foam?
are you talking a latte or something? Or...
Well, it's
why do you want thick coffee?
No,
it's,
it's really good coffee, but it has that, and I can't remember the name.
Okay.
Of the foam that it creates on it. The thing is, the foam is just wonderful. It's like any really good cup of espresso coffee that has that foma on it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else happen on this?
I just wasted my time. Everybody's doesn't.
What else we got here? We talk about all these famous movies whenever their anniversary comes up, and it's all these movies that I haven't seen yet, so I can't talk about them. But I hope that you guys can. Today in 1973, The Exorcist was released.
Oh man!
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I went to see it the first day it was released.
Oh,
nobody
really?
Knew anything about it. It was just that this creepy movie was coming. And, yeah, that was crazy.
What's star's name? I can't remember.
Linda Blair?
Linda Blair.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. She lived a very troubled life after that movie, I think. She had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, it was a weird movie. Yeah.
A lot of people complained that she was, very young age, and she was, speaking 13. Profanities in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very controversial. Yes. Well, yes.
It is.
There you go.
Okay.
We agree.
We hope you had a Merry Christmas. Okay. We've got a whole lot more of John and Gordy right around the corner on 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Agricultural groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, have tagged labor as the number one issue facing farmers in the new year. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday morning. As agriculture relies heavily on guest workers, how does the Trump administration's plan for deportation going to play out for farmers? Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of National Affairs, Tyler Wensloff, explains that the U.S. can have the best of both worlds when it comes to both a secure border and a guest worker program that works for the farm economy.
For sure, and it's something that's is going to be a very difficult conversation, but I think the border crisis has highlighted how important it is, and it's not that we can't have a secure border, but also have ag labor, and so those issues are not connected in any way. And I think making sure that we have a secure border but also having the workforce that we rely is important, and I think it's something that we can get done.
Tyler Wensloff is the Director of National Affairs with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Stick around for a look at your market update coming your way next.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Agricultural markets will be closed until 8:30 this morning after the Christmas holiday. But here's where they closed on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Cash corn was up 0.75 cents at 448.5. 2025 new crop corn was unchanged at 437.25. Cash soybeans were up 0.25 cents at 975.25. And 2025 new crop soybeans were up 7 cents, closing at 994 a bushel. Cash wheat is down 0.75 cents at 534.75, and July new crop wheat is also down 0.75 cents at 552.5. Class 3 milk contracts saw support, with January milk up 12 cents at 1982 a hundredweight, and the February contract up 27 cents at 1988. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Merry Christmas.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Season's greetings from me, Gordy Young, from John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. You know, for me, nothing says happy holidays like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hope you enjoy the festivities of this special time of year, too.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. They're wishing you happy holidays and sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's East or West Side, or just go online at verlo.com.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Sing along, everybody.
Hey, Matt, can we come over after school?
After school.
We can hang around by the pool.
92.7 WMDX.
Your mom's a prof at Leslie.
As we do each and every Thursday morning at 6:30, we have Dr. Tim Slecker in from Busted Pencils. And we play that that theme song for Matt Damon's mom because you guys actually have a podcast where you talk to her, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll bring it up, and we'll start the theme again. And that's cute. That's cute. I know. I actually haven't heard that.
Oh, so you like that, huh?
That was fun, yeah. I did like that.
Something we put together.
Yeah. We're going to talk first.
I just want to know where you guys got Matt to do the singing.
Well, you know, it did
that's
a lot of
secret.
Pull here.
Yeah.
You know,
we,
okay.
For a local radio show, you know, we can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. AI, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
No, not really.
No.
All right. We're going to talk about West Virginia schools. Their public schools are disappearing. 24 schools have been decommissioned, basically, because of the voucher program that they have in the state. I pulled this TV audio of news coverage there. Let's play cut 126. Here we go.
Amanda, a lot of people are putting the blame on one particular organization or program. So far this year in West Virginia's school boards have voted to close or consolidate 8 schools in addition to those from Nicholas County you just mentioned. But the state superintendent of schools says the number could rise to 26. The West Virginia Center on Education or Budget and Policy is blaming the introduction of Hope Scholarships, where families can reclaim education tax dollars and pay for private education. While conservatives favor that choice, critics say the scholarships have already drained away an estimated $50 million from public schools.
What you're hearing across the state, communities are very angry to see their community schools shut down, to hear about, you know, bus rides that could be upwards of 3 hours for a lot of kids.
The legislature and Governor-elect Patrick Morrissey must address the funding shortfall when the legislative session begins in February. But Morrissey and the Republican supermajority are strongly in favor of keeping those Hope scholarships. In fact, as Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey's office defended the constitutionality of Hope scholarships at the state Supreme Court, and they won.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a red herring. Well, it's constitutional. That isn't the point, you know.
No.
It really isn't the point at all. Especially, you know, all the communities that are complaining about it, and yet they're still going to plow ahead on this, Tim. What do you think?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, how you look at that is to, well, first of all, what is the intention? You know, it's interesting to hear on the news right there that they said, well, the Republican majority controlled disagrees because they like them.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, why do they like them? Well, listen to the beginning part of the story, because this is something we've been saying, you know, in the world that have been going up against vouchers and, quote, tax scholarships and everything, is they decimate and destroy public schools. So when you hear somebody say we like them, mm-hmm. you have to see then what is it that you like about them? They like the fact that these are closing down public schools. That's all. That's why they like them, because that's always been the intention behind shifting taxpayer money out of public schools and then giving it to, quote, parents to put into private schools. And so that is just a simple way of going, but no, we're not closing public. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You're the ones who are putting this out there and making this happen. And yeah, you talk about in rural areas, and you know, we've been pointing this out for this, particularly this election, people, particularly in rural areas, first of all, usually don't have a lot of private school choice to begin with.
Right.
But they like their public schools and don't want them to close down. But as you point out, John, here, and you know, this is the reality in a lot of states, the people don't have the ability to have a voice to then control and or advocate for the policies, because the legislatures have taken this out of the control of the voters and have this made this their own issue that they're railroading through. So, you know, anywhere, so rural Wisconsin, this could be happening too, because the same thing has happened in Wisconsin. There is no voter acknowledgement to say, would you like school vouchers?
Yeah, that's true. You know,
they're just taking them totally out of the discussion because, well, you know, Republican legislators, they know what's better for rural people.
That's right. they do have listening sessions, right? And a lot of people turn out. In fact, 90% of the people who turn out are for their public schools and saving them. And yet at these listening sessions, the Republicans have just a few of their own guests who support privatization. And for some reason, they always side with them. You know, the one or two people that show up, and yet they've got a crowd filled rooms of parents who want to save their public schools, right. And yet they lose each and every time. And you're talking to, Jill Underley, our superintendent of public schools in the state, in one of your podcasts. And, you know, when Act 10 was passed, they passed Act 10 not just to, you know, vilify teachers and take away their rights and their point of view as far as what they want to do in the classroom. They wanted to take away the funding that the unions, that the teachers have to fund Democratic legislators. That, you know, people who run for office, they want to take away that funding source. And that's the only reason that they wanted to destroy the teachers union at that point. And then what we have here is when we have Democrats that jumped on board when they first instituted these voucher schools in Milwaukee. They did this to, you know, basically try new things. And they thought, well, if we try new things in these private schools, we can bring them to the public schools and make them better.
Yes. Well, these, they called them labs of innovation.
That's right. They did that at the time.
Labs of innovation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And now they're actually, because they're private schools, they won't share the information.
Well, they won't share the information. But, you know, the biggest reason they won't share anymore is because the original sharing actually showed that the innovation or whatever, the private schools, the voucher kids actually do worse in those schools. So now all of a sudden it's unconstitutional to know what's happening in these private schools because they're private, darn it. And what the biggest reason there is because if you really are saying, well, these kids need a better school to help them perform better academically, 30 years now, it doesn't happen. That's not what goes on. But what does continue to happen is that you continue to drain resources from the local public schools, which, you know, here in what you're saying in West Virginia and in a lot of rural areas, that typically then means the closure of your local schools.
Yeah, there's a quote. I sent you the quote. It's Charles Goff, mayor of the town of 100 in Wetzel County, said this to the board members: most towns die after a closure of a high school. Towns lose incorporated status, lose elected officials in town, and it leads to fire departments closing and town charters being revoked. That includes losing EMS. We're an hour away from the hospital, and fire and EMS are crucial to our community. That's what they lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but well, here's the other part of that, though, too. They call these parental hope scholarships because, you know, we want to make sure that parents have control and the ability. Well, think about that. You don't get to choose, though, whether or not you want them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so it's a mess. I just think that we need to constantly be pointing out these stories and pointing out the reality of the truth of what this is. This isn't a hope scholarship. This is a direct withdrawal of the limited public funds that are there for our schools and for our communities, and taking it out of our local public schools and moving them into private areas, which actually then hurts, and even in smaller places, ends up closing your local public schools.
Right, and the bus rides are much longer in the rural areas.
Yes. Where,
and have you heard about the internet being available on these buses, some Wi-Fi? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, they supply the buses with Wi-Fi systems, so people can do their homework on these long bus rides, apparently. I don't know what they're doing.
You get on the bus and you can, get your electronic feed from the classroom. Look at Sam.
Well, I'll just chime in because I was recently in high school as of like 5 or 6 years ago. When I was in school, our district didn't have that. But I remember reading multiple news stories when COVID was happening that, prior to this, a lot of people complained about it because, people thought that kids weren't going to do homework on the bus. They were just going to go on the internet and do whatever. But then during COVID, they parked these buses in neighborhoods that lower income neighborhoods that many people couldn't afford internet in, so that kids could still do their schoolwork remotely.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a thing in some places.
It's pretty cool. I would assume it costs quite a bit of money to have something like that in these buses, modern buses. So, It's not a good thing, and I've never been able to understand, Tim, why people thought it was a good idea to send kids to private schools that are unregulated, where you don't really know what's going on at all. it could be anything.
You said, in fact, now, again, there's a history there. When the early voucher movement, which started in Milwaukee, as you point out, that actually was required. That was one of the things that they had, which was total transparency, and that if you're getting this money, that all of the results, in fact, the academic results, and remember, those people who wanted these things, they were absolutely convinced that kids would do better in these schools. Mm-hmm. And so they agreed to the full transparency. When the results started coming out, now we're a private school, and what we do, it's none of your business.
Right. Intellectual property of the private schools, right?
Right. But, there's just a whole lot there. And even all these statistics, complicated things, I like to remind people here the intent. The intent is to do away with public schools. And so as long as you continue to understand what they could call it, a hope scholarship, a voucher, they can call it choice, whatever you want. It is a plan at the state level to defund and do away with public schools.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And Tim, you talked to Dr. Jill Underley from the Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Schools. And when is that podcast? Have you already dropped that podcast?
That dropped yesterday.
Okay. So what did you learn from that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, so we had Dr. Underley on to really put forth the announcement that the DPI really put a budget request, a historic budget request, to address the, years and years and years of underfunding, divestment out of public schools, a $4 billion budget that would actually do some real good to help. And again, it wouldn't make up for the years of underfunding because, as she points out, the inflation rate in there, it's tremendous. But this is the first step at actually restoring the funding of public schools across the state of Wisconsin. And very particularly, there is what they call the special education payback that they give. Some people go, it's a little bit complicated, but school districts will get reimbursed 75% of the costs for educating special education students.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge, I don't want to say favor. If you're a superintendent and you're looking at your budget and you're looking at the costs to educate your kids, and to know that the state is going to reimburse 75% of the expenses, it is, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. We used to fund schools two-thirds funding. It's down to less than a third at this point now, too. So we've got problems here in the state. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll talk about Matt Damon's mom.
It's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Coming right back.
We do the
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning with Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment. But first, Gordy, what do you got there?
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I've been
ready for
this?
Better sit down. Oh, you're already sitting down. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Check them out online. You'll find out about their lifetime guarantee and also some great accessories you might want to give for the gift-giving season.
All right. Okay. Dr. Tim, you filled in for Dom Selvia recently. Right. In fact, we're working on that vacation schedule that he has for the John and Gordy Morning Show as well.
What? Wait a minute.
Takes a little time off here, and you had a very special guest on during your fill in. Tell us about that.
So on Tuesday, I filled in for Dom, and the first hour, and you know, sadly Tuesday was the day after the school shooting in Madison. And our guest, we were able to have a guest. Her name's Abby Clements, and she was a second grade teacher at Sandy Hook during the Sandy Hook massacre. She has now since gone on to have an organization to help and, in fact, really push for the needed changes to stop these things. And we had a really candid conversation about what happens during school shootings. And she gave some really sound advice to how to help the survivors and the community. And I would put this out there. First of all, you know, go listen, download that episode of the first hour of Dom Show on Tuesday. But she had, you know, really clear advice. She said the best thing is that for everybody who's around, to always let the community know you're available. Yeah. And don't ever say, if you need anything, let me know. Mm. Always point out, because when you do that, you're putting it on them. And she said, you cannot show up too much to tell people that you're there, to be there for them. And so, again, sounds awfully simple.
Yeah.
but sad. But I mean, Abby was great, and her organization, her national organization, as she keeps saying, you know, sadly, it continues to be necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, great. She was just super, and you just imagine. I mean, she was a second grade teacher during Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And she recounts that too, and just talks about, you know, what happens during school shootings is that from now on, this will always be everybody associated with this. This will be that day that they have to remember forever.
That's right. That's right. We have a text here from Pete out in Winneconne. He says, regarding public school funding is a large part of my property taxes. I was under the impression that it allowed because I have a voice in electing the school board. Why am I being forced to fund schools that I don't have any control over? What's your answer to that?
Because you're not smart enough to make decisions that are good for your community. You have legislators that know better.
That's it, see?
Wow.
That's how simple it is.
Well, I mean, what else can you conclude when you have Pete point out something such as, you know, a very simple fact? It's land. I pay the taxes. I'm supposed to be voting for the school board. We vote for the school board. But then even these elected school board members have no ability to say, wait, you can't take our money. And that is because the legislature has taken away the rights of citizens to control the education of their own kids and families.
I think it also has something to do with buying in quantity. You know, if the state pays for it, it brings the price down for all the schools in the state, what they contribute. And the local communities can certainly add to that if they want. So I think that's part of it. Why don't we get to Matt Damon's mom here real quick?
I'm going to find out more.
Almost out of time.
Yes. Got a couple minutes left here. All right.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Okay, Matt Damon's mom. Okay. Now, I listened to that podcast. It was fantastic stuff, but she was also talking about, you know, that we've had 20 years of no critical thinking being taught in the schools. I thought that was a big point to make.
That's a huge point because, you know, and we use that to say, like, how did we get here?
You're right.
Let's be honest, you know, how did Donald Trump get elected? And because the electorate, and you start looking and saying that the complexities that life gives us, well, you have had a 20-year assault on actually taking apart the school curriculum and just reducing it to simple reading and math scores. And so the reality is that those are what are tested. And so that's what's taught. And so you have seen stripping away social studies, art, sciences, even all of those content areas where we actually learn to think, learn to dig deep. And you start to spend more time with groups learning how to process information. Well, you know what? After 20 plus years of not doing that, we start to wonder about going, you know, so what is the educational outcome of that? Does it result in this type of an election? Because our electorate, the public, has been miseducated.
Yep. And they're teaching the civics test to pass out of the grade.
Well, and even the civics test that they're mandating is just a simple, America's awesome.
Yeah.
That's we got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. The podcast, Busted Pencils, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and also they're on Saturday afternoons on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim.
Great stuff, Tim. Thank you.
Coming back with the grown-up gift list text to win contest right around the corner.
As we were saying, let the sun shine.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend.
You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early indicators suggest it was a strong holiday shopping season.
This new report from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that between November 1st and December 24th, overall retail sales increased almost 4% compared to a year ago, and we are seeing big growth in e-commerce. Online purchases surged almost 7% from last year, while sales in-store were up about 3%.
To ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, it was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC. A grim discovery in a home in New Hampshire.
Four more deaths that appear to be carbon monoxide related.
State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey after the four victims were found in a home in Wakefield.